Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
California's Employment Development Department is warning that some people are at risk of having to pay back some of their unemployment benefits they got during the pandemic. Now, to discuss this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Melissa Kane, who's in for Phil Mateer today. Melissa, thanks for joining us. So who's getting the painful news about this?
Right, just in time for the holidays, certain people, around a million Californians who got a certain kind of federal unemployment insurance payment in 2020, are going to get notices that they have to potentially repay those benefits or provide additional documentation. And these are people who were not traditional unemployment insurance getters. These are gig workers, business owners, and other kinds of people who weren't really eligible for sort of your usual kind of unemployment insurance. And so those are the folks who are being targeted at this point.
You know, we heard some, famously heard some nefarious cases of people getting unemployment benefits, but a significant chunk of these folks are folks who just may not have understood the instructions, right?
Well, and the instructions actually changed sort of midway through the pandemic. And so for a number of these people, they actually weren't required to give this kind of substantiating information to get the benefits, and then later found out, oh, by the way, we're going to need you to provide some documentation or you may have to repay these benefits. So in the sort of fog of war of all of this, things have definitely been changing and been a bit confusing. And so you can imagine there are certain folks who feel like this is all really unfair.
Unfair indeed. I can see that in many folks. But also, isn't this a political problem for the Newsom administration?
Well, I mean, they've absolutely gotten a black eye with the amount of fraud and abuse and just mismanagement. How is it that we, the home of Silicon Valley, have no computer programs that are sophisticated enough to deal with this issue, to deal with the kind of paperwork, to deal with the customer service requirements of administering unemployment benefits? I mean, it's been incredibly embarrassing that this has been so mismanaged. And in addition, then sort of, so on the front end, you've got a lot of fraud happening and sort of other operational problems. And then now we're seeing on the back end, people are being sort of gone after for these benefits that. And so that's a whole other crop of people who have reason to be upset at this administration for sort of not necessarily doing the greatest job with paperwork and messaging.
And another thing you can be frustrated and angry about is during the height of the pandemic, if you were trying to call EDD to get some help or some instructions, you couldn't get through.
Exactly. I mean, we all heard these horror stories of people being on hold for hours, people waiting 6 months to get an interview with EDD to get their benefits rolling. And so even people who may have tried to submit paperwork and maybe it's been rejected, it's really not necessarily their fault, because there wasn't the amount of customer service that was available to sort of explain what they needed to submit. So incredibly frustrating, and just a whole new population of people with good reason to be upset at the administration.
Well, as you said, Melissa, just in time for the holidays.
Right, indeed. And the kind of, in terms of like going after this money, I think the state's biggest sort of lever is taking people's tax returns. That's usually the way they go about taking money that has been overpaid for these kind of benefits. So that's the way that they would go about doing this if they actually go after certain folks who are unable to provide the right documents. So,
well, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of this, Melissa.
Absolutely not. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thank you very much. That's Melissa Kane. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning. And as you know, he's on live every day at 7:50 in the morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.